Jack O'Connor is a young man we think highly of. He's in England under 19 international. He's been very close to, but not yet, has made his debut in the Championship for Blackburn Rovers. 6 feet two, 6 feet three, left-sided central defender who can also play left-back if needed. Big and strong, aggressive. We tried to sign him back in the summer period on a season-long loan, but we just couldn't get it done. And we've kept track of him, and we made a move end of last week to get him, and we just couldn't get it done. And thankfully, we've managed to get it over the line today. And I'm very grateful to the new manager at Blackburn Rovers and to Terry Black and Colin Henry, who of course are friends of mine, who have helped talk to the manager at Blackburn and show him the progress and the reports that's come with Josh Morris being here, which has obviously helped.
You've also signed Liam Ridehalsh today from Huddersfield Town. Can you just tell us about that deal as well?
Yeah, another young man that we tried to get, obviously, before he went down the road to Chesterfield. Another good club, we're good supporters, but I think the boy had made it clear to Huddersfield that he wished to go back. And I think he thought when he was doing that, he was going to go back and compete to get in the Huddersfield first team. And when I got wind maybe 2 weeks ago that the player had made that request to go back to Simon Grayson, I spoke to Simon, and over the last 4 or 5 days I've had 2 or 3 chats with Liam, and we've got him here, and we look forward to working with him until January at least.
And just to finish this conversation about the defence, Johnny Mullins has also been recalled now. Can you just tell us about that decision? I know it was something you were considering last week, but now you've done it.
Yeah, and I mean, Johnny Mullins is a good defender, isn't he? And he got very frustrated at the time that he was not going to play first-team football, and Johnny doesn't want to sit on the bench. And last week there was a real opportunity. We had agreed a deal to bring a household name championship defender to the New York Stadium. The deal was agreed, and the player was put into a 45-minute practice match on Monday at his championship club, and we got the call at early afternoon to say he picked up a knock, but he should be okay. And then we got a call later that evening on Monday to say actually it's his ankle's ballooned a bit and he's going to be out for a few weeks. And of course, by that time, it was too late to consider the recall of Johnny Mullins. Or if we'd have known much earlier in the day, he'd have been recalled. So the next morning when I met with the chairman, one of the first things we'd done was recall Johnny.
I suppose hindsight's a wonderful thing. Yeah. Do you wish you'd just brought Johnny back now a bit early for that one?
Oh, listen, I wish I'd bought gold when it was a third of the price it is
me
now.
Too.
And so, you're right, with the benefit of hindsight, it is a wonderful thing. But yeah, of course we do. The decision to put Johnny out on loan was really to service his needs of getting first-team football. Johnny will come back now and he'll want to play at first-team level, and he'll want to force his way into the team, and he'll want to stay in the team. And I would suggest that, you know, when Carrie Anderson's fit, we're probably talking 2 or 3 weeks, and Craig Morgan's probably 4 weeks, and you know, we've got young Jack in the door, and it's a competition for Johnny. It's still going to be hard. It's not just going to be Johnny Mullins has come back to play. But one thing we like about Johnny Mullins is he's a proud man. He's a natural defender. He's a winner. And we've watched him in every occasion he's played at Oxford, as we do with all our own players. And he has been their best player. And we recognise that fact, and we're pleased to have him back on board.
What's his situation off the field? I know he moved down there. It was ideal for him at the time as well. Has that situation changed? Has he maybe put any more consideration to moving up here on a permanent basis?
Well, that's a conversation we'll have in the next couple of days. But yeah, Johnny will be stopping over here so many times per week, and we'll have to make sure that the standards we applied a month or 6 weeks ago apply today. The standards ain't going to change, and the benchmark will be the same. But if you're Johnny Mullins, do you want to play anywhere else in League Two other than Rotherham United? In an ideal situation, you'd need to be Donald Duck, wouldn't you, to think like that. So he'll want to play for the Millers. And you know, would any other manager rather be where they are, a manager of the Millers? They'd rather be sitting in Maggio, wouldn't they? This is the club to be. This is the happening club. And we all hope that we're good enough to play a part to take it. We're a chairman who's invested multi-millions, deserves his club to be, which is a much higher level.
Frecklington, we've not talked about him yet. He's signed until January, is that correct? And is that with a view to maybe making this a permanent transfer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lee Frecklington has signed on loan, but there's been long and lengthy conversations taking place between Barry Fry and Tony Stewart, and I was party to some of those yesterday. And my understanding is that both those gentlemen will meet up for coffee and a meeting next week to make that become a permanent transfer to Rome United.